Was 9/11 a total intelligence blunder?
Completely. One of the reasons that I'm volunteering so much of my time and for the intelligence summit is we have to find a way to fix this, and the system is still broken. We have wonderful men and women in our intelligence community. I urge young people to please consider a career with the FBI. They're great folks, or CIA, or Defense Intelligence. But the system as a whole is not functioning very well. And so we hope that by bringing these people together in Washington for an informal weekend, the American public can come, can rub shoulders with them. But yet, we have to do a great deal more. Able Danger was just a symptom. Here was this wonderful program where the Army came up with software to search through computers looking for international telephone records of terrorists, flight travel, phone calls to each other. They'd build a data mining, they call it. They would find out what web existed that would tie these people together through, you know, publicly available records. And they came up with Muhammad Atta and three other guys a year before. And the CIA knew that Al-Qaeda guys were coming to America and decided not to tell the FBI. There was one group of FBI in New York that were hunting for two Al-Qaeda members, not knowing that they were living openly in California. And the FBI out there didn't know that they were wanted. That's how broken the system was.
Was it broken, or was there intentional culpability here? Did they say to themselves, look, let's let this happen. We know it's going to happen. And look at all these things we're going to be able to do afterwards.
No, I've not seen a shred of evidence that it was that they intentionally allowed it to happen. People simply cannot understand the incompetence within the institutions. We had one time we had 13 different U.S. agencies. They spent as much time spying on each other as they did on the enemy. The system was designed to compartmentalize information, to prevent leaks, to prevent our secrets from being stolen. Well, they went overboard on that. It got to the point where no one could share information, even with other top-secret U.S. agencies. No, it was just it was 90% stupidity, 10% conspiracy.
Do you think it was all Al-Qaeda directed, or do you think they had some help from somebody, other groups?
Oh, I think Al-Qaeda is supported by the Saudis and by Iran. Iraq.
But do you think it's all radical Islam? Do you think there's some Europeans involved and things like that?
Well, I think Europe does what the House of Saud did. They're paying bribes to terrorists to stay out of their countries and go blow up someone else. And for years, that's what Al-Qaeda did. I mean, one of the reasons I was working with the victims of 9/11 on a gigantic lawsuit, we were suing the House of Saud because the House of Saud was paying hundreds of millions of dollars to Al-Qaeda.
Sounds like a James Bond movie, doesn't it? Where Spectre wants the money or they'll stop. They won't nuke you as long as you pay them off.
And that's exactly what Al-Qaeda did. And finally, they got so much money, they said, you know, the heck with it. Now the Americans and the Saudis are coming after us in Afghanistan, so let's take it to them.
Is it going to work, John? Are we going to win this battle on terrorism?
I'm really an optimist. I think it will, because we finally realize that we're fighting a religious movement, and that means we have to enlist moderate members of Islam to condemn it, which used to be done years ago, hasn't been done lately. We're going to win it because democracies generally do not permit racist, bigoted movements like this to receive funding. I think, you know, Lebanon, we've won there. The Syrian government may have regime change whether they want it or not. The new government of Iraq, it all depends on Iraq. That's why there's so much bloodletting going on now. Because if the Iraqis succeed in the new constitution and a referendum and a new election by December 15th, it's all over. We captured a document from the Al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, and he said, you know, if these elections take place, we are finished. We'll have to find another country.
Well, he's a strange, though, paradox here. I mean, here we are pushing for, quote-unquote, democracy in Iraq, and we want democracy in other Arab nations. Yet, we're allowing Saudi Arabia and Kuwait to be run by families.
Yeah, and I think part of that is because the current president's dad was very close to Saudi Arabia. So was Colin Powell, who was no longer with the Bush administration, you will notice. Okay.
So as long as those families play ball with us, it's okay that there's no democracy there.
Isn't that awful? Yeah, we actually let the House of Saud, which is like the mafia, okay, run a country. They stole the wealth of the people. They kept their people in ignorance. Jack Kennedy finally put his foot down and said, you have to end slavery.
I think they have 5,000 princes running around, and they give them all a $500,000 a year stipend, plus perks. All of them. They just get their checks. They don't do anything. They don't work.
The difference between the Saudis and the mafia is just suntans. They're criminal conspiracies.